Don't touch that dial. This is the time when the makers of Camel cigarettes bring you... The makers of Camel cigarettes, C-A-M-E-L cigarettes, bring you Blondie. And now, before we drop over to the Bumstead house to visit six young famous characters, Blondie and Dagwood, a word from the makers of Camel cigarettes. This is a bit of news you may have heard before, but if you haven't applied it to your own individual case, then believe me, it's worthwhile listening to again. It's the report of a group of research scientists who conducted a series of tests on the burning speeds of various cigarettes. In recent laboratory tests, 16 of the largest selling cigarette brands were compared, and it was found that Camel cigarettes burned slowest of all, 25% slower than the average of the other brands tested. Yes, Camels, the cigarette of costlier tobaccos, are definitely slower burning. That means you don't come up against the irritating qualities of too fast burning. It means extra mildness and extra coolness. It means extra smoking in Camels, too. Equal on the average to 5 extra smokes per pack. Try Camels. Find out for yourself how slower burning Camels give more pleasure per puff and more puffs per pack. Penny for penny, Camels are your best cigarette buy. And now as our weekly visit with the Bumsteads begins, we find the windows of their living room open to the soft air of an early spring evening. Maybe it's the weather, or perhaps it's the hour that makes Baby Dumpling yawn.
Oh, goodness, Baby.
Certainly, Mommy. Oh, my. So I'm going to have to...
Hey, listen, if you two are going to get there and...
Excuse you, Daddy.
Don't mention it.
Maybe we'd better all go to bed.
Oh, no, Mommy. You promised to read my new fairy tale book.
Well, you'll have to wait till your father's finished with it.
Huh? Me? Oh, I haven't got it. Hey, these are catalogs. Seed catalogs, honey.
Well, if they're like the seed catalogs we had last year, they're full of fairy tales, too.
Yeah? Oh, the radishes came up last year.
I know. We planted $10 worth of garden truck seed and got 40 cents worth of radishes.
You ought to read my book, Mommy. That tells how to grow beans. Look at the pictures.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, of course, those were magic beans, Baby.
Where could we buy some magic beans, Mommy?
Huh? Oh, I wish I knew. I'd buy some for Daddy. Then he could have a garden without working so hard.
Oh, I don't mind working in the garden.
That's what you said last spring, Dad, wouldn't you? But by June, the weeds were so high, we couldn't see Daisy's doghouse from the back window.
Oh. You could see the lightning rod on it.
Oh, well, that was because I kind of specialized last year. That grass grew up while I was experimenting with my idea for crossing corn with beans. Oh, I bet you'd have been pretty proud if I'd invented a succotash plant.
What was that that finally came up?
Mr. Flatto called it Bumstead's Blender.
No telling what it might have been. Fuddle's rabbit got it before it was 6 inches high. Hmm. I always thought maybe that was sabotage.
Can I have a rabbit, Daddy?
No. Read your book, Baby.
Maybe this year we ought to try having just flowers.
Oh, we'll have flowers. I've got it all worked out right here on paper where everything will be. See? It's kind of a map.
Let's see here.
There.
Is this our yard?
Oh, yeah, I figured to have it a formal garden this year, something like the one around City Hall, only more original.
Oh.
Now, for instance, see this here?
Oh, Dagwood. Huh? A bird there?
Why, no, honey, that's the cabbage.
The cabbage?
Uh-huh. If we don't eat much cabbage, I figure one is enough.
Well, it certainly would be if it grew that big.
Mm. Well, it wasn't drawn to scale.
Where are you going to get those two trees?
Okay. A tree?
Yeah.
Those are tomato plants, dear. A beefsteak tomato.
Mm. Can I have some lettuce? Why, Baby Dumpling, I have to beg you to eat lettuce.
That's not for me. I had rabbits. I could feed a rabbit if I had a rabbit.
Look, you're not getting any rabbit.
And if you did get a rabbit, it could help us with the cabbage.
I'm not raising that cabbage for rabbit food.
Oh, goodness, Jagwood. Mm-hmm. Don't be so bitter about rabbits. They're kind of cute.
Yeah, rabbits. Trapping down all the flowers around my cabbage.
Oh, are those flowers around the cabbage?
Sure. That's where the formal part of the garden comes in. See, I have a ornamental border around all the different vegetables. Oh, look right here, see? A parsley around the beefsteak, tomatoes, and violets around the cabbage. And
that's Bagwood. Most people have the vegetables in one place and the flowers in another.
Oh, that's where a garden will be original, see? This way, baby duckling can enjoy looking at the geranium while he's hoeing the corn.
No?
Sure, baby. Daddy's going to let you help him this year. Won't that be swell, huh?
Uh-huh.
Raising your own stuff to eat. Maybe you'll raise a big pumpkin, and Mommy will make it into a pie.
And you'll eat it, huh, Daddy?
And I'll eat it, huh, Daddy? No, baby. We'll all eat it.
I don't think they'll be very excited about raising a pumpkin, Dagwood. They take so long to grow.
Well, what would you like to raise, baby dumpling?
Rabbit.
No rabbit. You're going to be in charge of the vegetables.
Now, why are you so set on babies going in for garden trucks, Dagwood?
It's educational. And now look at all the famous men who were raised on a farm.
Oh, well, if it's educational, we'll have to find a way to get them interested.
Oh, I know. But read in that book I brought home. Oh, boy, that's a very exciting story about vegetables.
You mean Jack and the Beanstalk?
Uh-huh. Wait till you see what Dad did, baby dumpling. Starting in with just a little handful of beans.
Okay, Daddy. Leave it now, Mommy?
Well, I tell you. You run up and get ready for bed, baby dumpling. Then Mommy will read it to you.
Okay, Mommy. I hope it's as good as the pictures, Grandma.
Yeah, it's a funny thing. Baby knows that a story can be just make-believe, but he thinks anything he sees in a picture is so.
Maybe he takes after his father.
Oh, sure, everyone says it. Hey, how's that?
Well, you like to see catalogs, but the colored picture's best, don't you?
Well, gosh, honey, this catalog is from a new firm, and...
And that's just it.
What?
If you're going to buy plants, I think you'd better deal with an old firm like the Standard Nursery.
Oh, their catalog isn't any good. That's all big words and little pictures. Listen, you know what a... Bella's parentis is?
Why, yes, it's kind of a daisy.
Well, then why don't they just say daisy and be done with it? Golly, now look at this name. Look at this one right here. Funkia plantagenia grandiflora. Oh, those standard nurses. They just think they're smart, that's all.
Oh, no, dear. There are so many different kinds of flowers in one family that they have to have different names, like our own family does. Dagwood Bumstead, and Blondie Bumstead, and Baby Dumpling Bumstead.
Uh-huh, but suppose we went around calling Baby Dumpling Infantasiosis Dumpliana Bumsteadiororium. What would that get us, huh?
All right, Daddy. All I'm saying is that if you want things to grow, buy them from people you know are reliable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dagwood, that reminds me.
What?
Did you read that article about the fakers that are going around?
Going around where?
Everywhere. They have a lot of old weeds that they claim are valuable plants.
Mm.
And they make all kinds of promises.
Mommy,
and then...
I'm coming, Baby Dumpling.
Look, I'll bring down the article for you to read, Dagwood.
Mm.
Of course, by the time people discover how they've been cheated, the fakers are miles away. They call them Gypsy Gardeners.
Gypsy Gardeners, huh?
Uh-huh. With the accent on the gypsy.
Mommy! Yes, dear, I'm coming.
Well, that couldn't fool me. I can tell a gypsy by the earrings. Now, let's see. What else is in the catalog? Onions. Onions, huh? Green onions. Boy, those look good. Speaking of onions, I think I'll step into the kitchen and make a little onion sandwich to kind of settle my dinner. Look at this name. Lilium speciosum melpomene. Oh, and it's nothing in the world but another lily. Guess I'll have another slice of onion orient with quite some breviosum. Emporio the Doratus.
Come in.
Oh, I thought maybe it was a friend of mine.
Well, I hope it will be friend, Mr. Bumstead, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I'm Mayapple.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Miltiades Mayapple, the harbinger of spring.
The what?
I sell flowers. Oh. The loveliest blooms that ever delighted the eye of man.
Do your plants grow?
No. Mm-hmm. They burden Mr. Bumstead.
They do, huh?
Oh, evidently, Mr. Bumstead.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I tell
you. Of course, I'm only approaching real flower lovers in a better neighborhood just at the first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yes, yes, indeed. I feel about my plants as though they were my own children. Mm-hmm. I want them to have a good home. You see my point?
Yeah, well, I tell you,
in
now...
In fact, I'm afraid I continue to think of them as mine, even after I've sold them. Mm-hmm. That's why I always come back to see how they're getting along.
You come back to see if they're growing okay?
I suppose you think that's silly of me. Of course, they always do grow beautifully.
They do, huh? Always.
Invariably. Mm-hmm. The May apple system sees to that. With a May apple seed, a shrub, or plant, nothing goes wrong. Because it can't. Up the daisy.
Yeah, up the daisy?
That's the secret. Up the daisy is my name for the most wonderful plant food.
Mm.
My own invention. Oh. May apple products must produce gorgeous results, Mr. Bumstead, or you don't owe me a penny.
Well, that sounds pretty good to me. I'll come out to your place sometime and have a look around.
Oh, no, Mr. Bumstead, that's not the May apple way. I bring the posies to you.
How's that?
I have a truck that's full of glowing things right outside your door at this moment.
Oh, well, it's pretty dark to see.
I know, and it's fearfully late. I don't want to drive that laden truck home.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you just what I'll do, Mr. Bumstead. I'll just sell the whole thing to you at a bargain price. $20.
$20 for a truckload? Hey, what's on that truck?
Everything from asters to vineyards.
Oh, well, I tell you.
All yours for $20. And as a special introductory offer, I'll throw in Mayapple seed packets.
Huh?
That's good, you know. A complete truck garden from artichokes to zucchini. For only $5 more.
Oh, well, $5 more, huh?
But think, Mr. Bumstead, everything to delight the eye, charm the nostrils, silly in a man. Hmm. For a paltry $25.
Oh, paltry. Chicken stew, huh?
Now, Mr. Bumstead, we must remember that I return day after day, if need be, to lavish upon them a father's care.
Well, you wouldn't have to come every day. What would you charge for a stepfather's care, huh?
You boned me, Mr. Bumstead. Huh? You do indeed. I simply cannot haggle over my plants. It's bad enough to part with them at all.
Oh, no. Listen. Don't break down. I'll buy the stuff.
You'll never regret it, sir.
Well, I'll take a sack of that upsy daisy stuff, too.
Well, that'll be $35 in all.
Well, we keep our petty cash in the old bean pot here.
Oh, here, Mr. Bumps, is an extra premium for you.
Huh?
May apples marvel. The bean of tomorrow. Please, to you.
Hey. I only got $29.50 here. Oh, I get the deals off.
Oh, no, Mr. Bumstead.
Huh?
I'll trust you for the difference.
Hey, thanks.
Not at all. Now I'll unload the things on your back porch and wait. Just wait till you see them tomorrow.
Open the window wide before you come to bed, huh?
I'll wait till we're ready to go to sleep, Dagwood. Baby might catch cold.
Oh, how is he going to catch cold from our window?
Well, he's coming in to have me tell him more about Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh.
And his growing chili. You know, these spring nights are treacherous.
Oh, gosh. You don't think we'll have frost, do you?
Why, no, dear. Why?
Oh, why, all those plants out there.
What plants? Out where?
Huh? Oh, all the plants outdoors, everywhere.
Dagwood,
huh?
Is there something you're trying to hide from me?
Oh, well, a little surprise for the morning. I don't go guessing.
If I didn't know everything was closed at night, I'd think you'd been buying something. Oh, you didn't leave the house, did
no,
you?
No, honey. Come on to bed.
What are these things on your dresser?
Hmm? Oh, just beans. May apple marble. Here, give me.
Oh, are you going to sleep with them under your pillow?
Maybe.
Dagwood,
huh?
Where did you get these beans?
Oh, I'll tell you. All about it in the morning.
Now, how much did you pay for those old dried-up beans?
Not a cent. That's free. Part of the sample.
Oh. Well, don't go buying anything from people who come to the door. Have you read that article I told you about in the magazine?
No, where is it?
Right here. Look. Now, oh, here it is.
Oh. You read it to me, honey.
Oh, dear. First I have to read the baby jumping, and now to you.
Well, the onions I ate made me sleepy.
Onions?
Yeah.
You know they make you dream.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, it says here, a new type of swindler is degrading the fine old art of horticulture.
The what?
some crooks are making a cheap racket out of the flower business.
Mm. Just give me the high spot, honey.
Well, the idea is that these men pretend to know all about flowers, and they get in with amateur gardeners by telling them how much they love flowers. Yes. They must believe they have such fine plants that they can't bear to part with them.
Oh, golly.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. It's a coincidence, I guess. Go ahead, Blondie.
They travel in trucks.
Trucks?
Why, yes. They bring the plants right to your door.
Oh, Dagwood.
Something is the matter.
Well, the onions I ate, maybe. The back door?
Well, I suppose so. The truck is loaded with old dried-up twigs and things that they claim are just ready to bloom. If the customer suspects they're no good, the sharpers claim they'll come back and see that they grow.
Oh, yeah.
Why, Dagwood, what are you getting up for?
I've got to open that window. It's hot in here.
Oh. Well, and then these crooks sell whatever they have for whatever they can get.
$9.50.
What?
Oh, I think they're pretty nifty. Boy, it is hot.
This window is stuck. Of course, the swindlers make the most money out of the sawdust they sell for plant food.
Oh, upsy-daisy.
What are you talking about, Daisy?
Oh, I said upsy-daisy to the window.
Oh,
there.
Oh, well, now, come on, just in.
Yeah, just a minute. Yeah.
What did you throw out of the window, Daisy?
Oh, it was those old sad beans. I don't get you much good now.
That's what Jack Spurter did, Daddy.
Jack who?
Jack and the Beanstalk. He threw some old beans out of the window. Boy, it's a big grow.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess I'll get some sleep now. I want to get up early in the morning. Don't you get up when I do, Blondie.
You want to get up first? Aren't you well, Dagwood?
I'm all right. I'll tell you in the morning.
Leave me, Jack and the Beanstalk are doing my race.
If Daddy's so tired, maybe we just better look over the picture. Come on, put your feet under the bed.
Okay. Well, there's a picture.
Yeah, here's Jack coming home after selling all they have, and with nothing to show for it but some no-good beans.
Oh.
Are we disturbing you, Daddy?
No, I'm almost asleep.
All right, Mommy.
And here's Jack's mother throwing the beans out the window. And here's a picture of the marvelous beanstalk that grew up overnight, higher than the clouds. Up and up and up.
Up the daisy.
What, Daddy?
Let him get to sleep.
Yeah.
And here's a picture of Jack climbing the beanstalk and meeting the giant.
He was nice and warm.
He certainly was, considering that he tried to steal the giant fairy heart that could both play and talk.
The heart power of hell.
Help!
Help! Oh, no. Here's the giant thing. 3, 5, 4, 5. And look, here's the magic hand that could lay golden eggs.
I can do like a hand really lift them.
Do it again. Well, there's a dancer. That does sound something like a hand.
Hey, man, listen. I'm spoiling a little golden egg, huh?
Oh, I can tell you do. Hey,
walk up the beans to the
If you were announcing over the air about Camel cigarettes and knew that a lot of people would be happier in their smoking if they took up Camels, I wonder what you'd say. Now, you take my case. My cigarette is Camel. And if I had to tell about just one feature of Camels, I'd recommend Camels because they're slower burning. But that slower burning means so much. There are so many definite extras that go only with Camels and slower burning. Extra mildness is one, and there's extra coolness, too. Well, you can see that it's natural that the slower a cigarette burns, the cooler and milder the smoking. Also, the extra flavor is very swell. You know, nothing interferes with cigarette flavor and aroma like too much heat from too fast burning. But with Camels, it's just the opposite. Slow burning preserves the flavor of those frosty tobaccos and Camels and lets it come through in the smoking. So there are three definite advantages in favor of slower burning Camels. Extra mildness, extra coolness, and extra flavor. There's also extra smoking. In recent impartial laboratory tests, camels burn 25% slower than the average of the 15 other of the largest selling brand tested. Slower than any of them. And that means camels give a smoking crust equal on the average to 5 extra smokes per pack. Slower burning camels are penny for penny your best cigarette box. And now, by a neat trick of radio legerdemain, we find ourselves
in Dagwood's dream. Dagwood Bumstead, calling Dagwood Bumstead.
Go away, honestly.
That's what I know.
Yeah, who's that, Captain Supper?
No, this is a Sandman.
Well, what can I do for you, Sandy?
Why'd you throw those beans out of the window?
Huh? I'll pick them up in the morning.
Too late, Dagwood Bumstead.
Huh?
If you don't know those were magic beans, why you don't know beans?
What, were they really any good?
Let's go down to the garden.
No, listen. You see, I'm in bed now, and hey! No, I'm not. I'm outdoors somewhere.
Okay, I think you'd better ask more specifically. Who may describe your situation as that of being in a garden?
Hey, who's that?
I swear, I'm one of a family of three chicken-shaped edible seeds. Born separately and notified from sitting in the greens.
How's that?
In other words, it says it's one of the beans.
Golly, it certainly talks well for a bean.
Well, it's a Boston bean, you know.
Huh? Oh, don't see a slice of brown bread around, do you?
Our traditional associate is absent, sir. We are not here in our edible, but in our genetic capacity. Free from seed.
Well, what are you talking about now?
The beans want to be planted.
Oh, sure. Glad to oblige. I'll just throw a little loose earth over them, see? Yeah. Now what?
Just sprinkle a little of this up the daisy over them and jump out of the way.
Jump? You mean they start growing right away?
Certainly, up the daisy works like magic. Try it.
Okay. That's a one handful ought to do the trick, huh? Yeah.
Look out.
Hey, I'm caught in the branches. Help! Head up the daisy certainly works fast. One minute I'm in my own garden, and now here I am. Yeah, but where am I?
Sure and be sorry. The Lord must be busy. He'll be after us and himself. Where is he?
And who's saying that?
Look at the tree, and whatever he sees, leaving again the best that he is.
Hey, all I see is a harp.
Well, what do you think I am?
Oh, I'm in the kind of a harp you can play music on. Oh, a harp that can talk and play by itself. Oh, hey, you know, I bet Baby Jumpin' would like that.
Maybe he would. But even if I wanted to go, I couldn't.
Why not?
The giant has me under a spell. Mm-hmm. If anyone touches me, I have to go.
Oh, this must be the giant harp, huh? Well, how loud can you yell? Huh? Oh, well, I guess the giant wouldn't hear that. Come on, let's go.
Don't touch me now, or I'll have to yell. Mm-hmm. It's something that I cannot help. Mm-hmm. Look out. Huh? Look out.
Oh, God. Oh, there's a giant. Leg. Take me away. Boy, that was close. Hey, open up in here. Isn't anybody home?
Nobody's here, but that's chicken.
Chicken? This is too big for a hen house, isn't it?
Not for the giant hen house.
Oh, does this belong to the giant, too?
Sure. It's a good hen house, and I'm his home.
Hmm. You sound a lot like Baby Dumpling. I mean, you sound like Baby Dumpling would sound if he sounded like a hen.
Listen. Huh? You want a nest for the night?
Oh, I wouldn't mind. I'm hiding from the giant.
Well, you're in the wrong room.
Hmm?
The giant comes here every night to find his golden egg.
Yeah? Which hen lays the golden egg, huh?
That one over there.
Thanks. I want to take that hen home to Blondie just a little souvenir of my trip.
You better not let the giant take you taking that hen.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the giant isn't as tough as he looks. He reminds me of a fellow named Mayapple. And he wasn't very tough.
Giant's name used to be Big Apple. Mm-hmm. When he started to grow, he changed it to Big Apple.
What started him growing?
Oh, the bowl of Upsy Daisy every morning.
Crispy, crispy bowl of Upsy Daisy every morning will certainly give you rosy cheeks and lots of energy.
Oh, hey, turn that off.
Now here's how you can make your own Upsy Daisy.
Huh?
Just grind up a 9-piece of 2x4 and a pint of cream.
Oh, well, that's the first time I ever heard of a radio in a hen house.
Anything can happen in a dream.
Well, if I'm dreaming, I think I'll take a few golden eggs and go home before I wake up.
You better hurry. I hear the giant coming now.
Oh.
That's him.
Come. Who's in my hen house and how come?
Nobody's here but us chickens. Oh, no.
With a fee and a pie and a fee so far. I'm so mad I could fight an assertion. Let me in here for pity's sake, or I'll part your hair with a garden rake.
Listen, unlock that door, and when he opens it, I'll run between his legs and find the beanstalk.
Okay, Daddy,
now I'll climb down.
I think you're out of luck there, scum.
Buster!
I can't go any faster. Oh, why do I have dreams like this?
This dream comes to you through the courtesy of the Upsy Daisy Plant Food Company.
Oh, that's the end. I'm going to jump.
Oh, Dadwood, Dadwood. For goodness sake, wake up.
Look out below. I'm falling.
You have fallen out of bed.
Yeah, huh? Oh. Where am I?
You're in your own bedroom, Dagwood, and it's time to get up.
Morning? Yeah. Hey, look, it's John John.
I know.
Hmm? Hey, Blondie, you know what? I just had a sponsored dream.
Well, you'd better get up now. Mr. Mayapple is downstairs.
Mayapple? Well, how big is he?
Oh, just an ordinary-sized man. Why?
I dreamed he was a giant.
He seems like a very nice man, Dagwood.
Nice? Oh, no, Blondie. Why, he's the one that sold me all that stuff. You know, that truckload of plants that probably won't grow in some of that sawdust plant food.
You must have dreamt that too, Dagwood. Mr. Mayapple isn't that kind of a man at all. Why, just look out the window.
Out the window? Are those beans growing?
Why, not yet, Jay.
Oh, I guess I am a little mixed up. Do you like that stuff I bought last night?
If you ask me, you got a bargain. Look down there.
Oh, gosh. Hey, Mayapple's painting up the whole garden.
Hmm? Oh, gee, I love the way it smells in this room. I want to dig in it too, Daddy.
Me too, Daddy. Look at that. Hello there, old John.
Yeah. Good morning. I'm glad you're not a hen anymore.
A hen?
Yeah, he was a hen and you were a hawk. Oh, boy, that was some dream.
It must have been.
Come on, Daddy. Hurry up with that now. We have a garden all done.
Yeah. Mayapple needn't think he's going to have all the fun.
Hey, Mayapple, wait for us now.
I'll go down and tell him, Daddy. I'm going to tell him to leave room for a little rabbit house. Just going to tell him.
Oh, this year we really will have a garden, won't we, Daddy?
You bet, honey. Why do you get paying all kinds of prices for vegetables when you can raise them yourself?
And flowers. If we grow more than we can use, we can give them to people.
Sure. I bet people will be hanging over the back tent looking at our flowers this year.
Of course, it'll take a little work, Dagwood.
Oh, I don't mind working in a garden, honey. I can get up a little earlier every day, like this morning.
Mm-hmm. And I can buy a little gardening smock and a period hat and some gloves and work in the afternoon.
And I can get in a lot of work evenings before it gets dark.
Oh, I bet we have a lovely garden this year.
I bet it will be the best garden on Shady Lane Avenue.
Well, folks, spring has really come to the Bumstead. And we invite you to join us in another visit to the Bumstead with Penny Singleton as Blondie and Arthur Lake as Dagwood next Monday at the same time. Let me also suggest that you listen to Camel's other standout shows. On Saturday, there's Luncheon at the Waldorf with Ilka Chase. You'll find it a new high in daytime entertainment. On Saturday night, tune in and hear Bob Crosby and Mildred Bailey featuring Music with a Heartbeat. That's a tip for your radio pleasure. And for your smoking pleasure, try Camel. You'll find more pleasure for puffs, more puffs for packs. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.